Autobots, roll out. ChatGPT is a spicy meatball. Zuck says everyone needs to be in the office. These stories and much more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch. This episode is presented by MSP GeekCon 2023, a conference for MSPs by MSPs. Occurring May 21st through the 23rd, 2023 in Orlando, Florida, this two-day event is built around the journey of technical growth from Tier 1 to Tier 3. Visit mspgeekcon.com for more information. Good morning and welcome to the April 4th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Rossini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Good, brother. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. I'm doing pretty well. I'm back. I'm in the yellow, somewhat in the blue. Just happy to be here, man.
Eyebrows on fleek. Oh, man. It's a good talk day. To me. What's going on today?
So for our banter story today, we have the scientists at CERN who are proposing a 25-hour workday. Check this out. And for those of you that have asked, we need more hours in the day, here's your answer. Scientists from CERN's beta experiment have proposed changing the definition of a second using antimatter to make timekeeping more precise. The experiment used caesium fountain clocks, one of the world's most precise clocks, and anti-caesium atoms produced by the antimatter factory to compare the definitions for the second given by matter and antimatter. This means the day would last 24 hours, 56 minutes, and 24 seconds, which would get rounded up to 25 hours during the week, and on the weekend, rounded back down. The proposed change comes while a lot of countries are talking about four-day work weeks. CERN is going to trial this on Monday, the day of this taping, and let us know. What do you think about that, Tony?
I track my 24-hour days with a substance called unobtainium. Now, that being said, I will never, ever, ever achieve a 24-hour workday. And I'm pretty certain if they start that tomorrow, there will be some flaws to their experiment, their calculation, and the experiment that's supposed to be 24 hours will end in, 2033, somewhere around there.
I mean, look, we got the year 2000. Nothing happened there. The world was going to explode.
Do you remember that?
I think we can handle this. Good thing this is an April Fool's joke. It was released on the 1st. It doesn't say April Fool's, but I'm going to go ahead and pray it is. we'll leave the link below.
Do all news stations just have to say, listen, whatever we report on is probably going to get thrown away. So we can't do anything crazy. Maybe that's when the next big hack occurs. Because no one will believe it. The admins are like, run it 50% of it.
Well, let's see what happens. You know what? I say we do the same thing. Let's see what happens with the news.
Oh, let's get into the news.
In my top story in business, MSPs focused on automation, cybersecurity, and integration in 2023, per a Kaseya survey, written by Jessica Davis for Channel E2E. According to Kaseya's 2023 MSP Benchmark Report, MSPs will focus on automation, cybersecurity, and integration this year. The survey found that 90% of participating MSPs listed automation as a crucial technology, while 63% of executives said integration helped MSPs take on more customers and grow their business. 49% said it helped them save money. MSPs also plan to prioritize cybersecurity this year. The top five services that respondents intend to offer in 2023 fall under cybersecurity services, including identity and access management, security awareness training, and dark web monitoring. 35% of MSP executives said acquiring more customers is their top challenge in 2023, and 21% said it was dealing with more advanced security threats. Overall, Kaseya's report indicates that MSPs are looking to improve efficiency and productivity through automation and integration while addressing the ever-present threat of cyber attacks. Tony, you know, I know we repeat news a lot about security and breaches. I'm glad for once we're repeating a story where it's about something good like automation. Breaking news, MSPs want to automate. I agree with you. I mean, but do you think it rises to the very top of the priority list in 2023?
Listen, there's table stakes. In regards to this particular industry, the MSP industry, you need a PSA, for lack of a better term, professional service automation tool. You need a billing tool. You need an endpoint management tool. You need, just going to throw this out there, automation. Those all sit on top of automation. So the fact that we're going back to automation as a subject, do you think maybe there's just a catharsis happening inside the organization where they're saying, hey, listen, maybe we need to revisit a lot of things. They're now a very large organization from what I hear, meaning the largest, and maybe they're starting to let some things seep out on the strategy, where automation, if it is actually being looked at, could be a good thing. That being said, is it a little too late? I guess it's the only way to put it. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I've said often, the MSP channel is about 10 years behind enterprise, right? And we've talked about that in the scope of like security and awareness training, user and identification, access management, zero trust. Automation is just the latest, you know, we talk about RPA, right? You have Tim Koch's, and he's not the founder, but you have Tim Koch that we interviewed at CompTIA a few weeks ago with Pia. We have Roost. There's other MSP bots. There's Zapier, 8n8. There's tons of options out there. Automation is key. You have Power Automate, a Microsoft tool that's been available for 5-6 years at this point, at least. That's still very few actually leverage on a daily basis, even though it is the most integrated into the Microsoft ecosystem. It just changes every time you look left. So I'm 100%
all everything's marked legacy. Also, everything's marked. Well, this is legacy. Everything. This is legacy. Okay, I'm using. Oh, it just got marked legacy in the middle of me doing. Okay, sorry.
Read the document. You're reading the docs and it says use our new V35 card, and then you go to it and it says legacy. It's like, you know, it's the Microsoft way. But you know, with that said. Automation is king, right? Like I've been saying for at least 2 years now, a good, functional, efficient MSP will have a DevOps, at least one DevOps engineer on staff. And it doesn't have to be somebody that's highly skilled in low-level programming. They could be using zero-code, no-code tools. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what they're there for. But, and you know a little something about using low-code, no-code tools to build amazing automations, right? Like, The capabilities are truly endless. Are there any gotchas there that maybe from your perspective MSP should know?
You do need the human touch and you do need skill set, but I think more than anything you need vision. And using something like ChatGPT to write code, I do it all the time, but those code snippets are for quick turnaround. I think you need a vision that those are able to kind of support, but for something larger you need the people.
And one thing we do know from watching AI Roundup and MSP Dispatch, ChatGPT is loved all around the world, right?
Just throwing me a softball on this one. Jumping straight into my first story, ChatGPT has been banned from BBC.com. Italy has become the first Western country to block OpenAI's advanced chatbot, ChatGPT, due to privacy concerns. The Italian Data Protection Authority will ban and investigate OpenAI's compliance with the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR for everyone out there. ChatGPT, backed by Microsoft, has been used by millions since its launch in November 2022. Despite OpenAI stating that it complies with privacy laws, the Italian watchdog reported that a data breach involving user conversations and payment information on March 20th. Additionally, the app has no age verification, potentially exposes minors to inappropriate content. AI has 20 days to address the watchdog's concerns or face a fine of up to 20 million euros. That's about 21.7 million US dollars, or 4% of annual revenues. Some key points. Italy is blocking ChatGPT over privacy concerns. The data breach reported on March 20th is involving conversations and payment information that we've discussed here on the show, and no age verification for users potentially exposing minors to inappropriate content is a valid item brought up in the chats. Ray, give me your thoughts on this. There's a lot happening here. 20 million euros. 20 million. What are your thoughts? Is that enough? Is that not enough? Is it really just, come on.
Let me grab my, since I don't have a white cat, I don't have a white cat, I'm just going to sit there and do my Dr. Evil with my dolphin. Right. You know, people tend to love it when you do shit like that. All right. So, you know, it kills me because moderation is a thing. Logic is a thing. Reason is a thing. But it seems like all we can do is go to the polar extremes of this. It's not how do we use it? Let's provide guidance. Let's say these are appropriate use cases. Let's keep it out of this. No, it's an all out ban.
Hey, you know what? You saying that right now just triggered me. Stop. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I was getting ready. You were getting like get off my lawn vibe. I was like, oh shit.
I'm get off my lawn. You triggered me.
Like, okay, sorry. That's the thing. Like the exact same amount of effort could have been put into drafting a document. CISA's gotten really good at this. They're questionable in definitions, but they've leaned toward guidance versus saying you have to do these things. And this is one of the cases where I think, you know, Italy could probably pull some, I'm failing at the word.
Well, they're supporting the process because let's invert what you just said. Instead of
inspiration, damn it. Pulsome inspiration.
I'm trying to lead up to this amazing word, you know, and you're like, ah, no.
It was okay. On the tip of my tongue. I need the dolphin back. So, dolphin, anyway.
Okay. Now I gotta come up with a better word. So if we look at it from instead of them doing harm, they could do good and they could inspire others. You killed my whole thing. Instead of them saying invoking inspiration and a framework to evolve the situation, let's invert it and say Spain does the exact same thing, and Germany and Israel and Dubai. And the point I'm trying to make is that everyone has different degrees. You have 20 days, you have 15 days, you have 45 days. With all of these items that would stack up very quickly, it would completely consume and collapse the resources available for the evolution of the very thing we all love right now. So I think if we look at it from both perspectives, I feel like there's an in-between somewhere of, hey, listen, we brought up some general concerns that are, I believe, appropriate. They are valid. Let's figure out how to address them. Don't adjust them now or you got to pay me a ton of money. I'm struggling with that one. So we should follow up on the story because I'm pretty certain this is going to be one of the many, many, many stories coming down the pipe. And there's going to be a lot of new remote locations out there that are going to have a lot of insight. Not necessarily just attacking, but maybe the endorsement of, the standardization of, and those remote points are critical. In fact, sometimes remote points can be building up and possibly winding down. What are your thoughts on that, Ray?
I think that remote work is here to stay. Unless you work for Facebook. So in our third top story, remote work is winding down. Just ask Mr. Zuckerberg, written by Kevin Hurtler for Gizmodo. Meta. It's not pronounced Meta. I'm the only one that said that ever across the entire planet. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, is reporting winding down its remote work policy, making it more difficult for employees to work from home. The company's hiring managers can no longer list jobs as remote, and the line stating that remote roles are available in the US, Canada, and Europe has been removed from its job listing page. In a letter to employees shared on Facebook, CEO and co-founder Mark Zuckerberg mentioned a push to return to the office. However, A spokesperson for Meta said that the company remains committed to remote work and has temporarily paused new remote work applications as leaders complete restructuring work. This move by Meta allows other tech companies such as Salesforce calling for their employees back to the office, potentially due to companies regaining power from workers in the midst of widespread layoffs. Tony, we're 100% in on remote work, but we're telling everybody they have to come back to the office. I think some people at Facebook, Meta, whatever, might want to talk to each other.
What about Meta? Now, does Meta talk to Meta? Because if Meta talks to Meta, there may be some agreement.
I can't even. I have to own that one. That was a complete brain fart. I was stuck in Italy. I was stuck in Italy with ChatGPT because I couldn't use ChatGPT to like say the correct word. And I just want to say my opening for MSP Dispatch was going to be by Synesthesia on, which is a, Phil probably knows better than I do, but Synesthesia makes like videos with AI and you type in the words and it has a video guy or girl and, you know, talking and doing the thing. It's been stuck at 99% for the last 45 minutes. So I'm sitting on hold with chat, but maybe we'll get it in time to include in the bloopers. And for those that don't know, we have a weekly show on AI called AI Roundup with Phil.
Oh, it's Bob. Awesome.
Go check it out. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sorry. You know what? We went to remote on this topic. We need to bring it back in the office.
No, but we can't stay remote. We got to bring it back in. But we have to say that we support it. We support remote. But come back in. Come back in. So here's an interesting question for all of the MSPs out there that have people that work at home. So I am of the belief that there are certain parts of an organization that they just can't be working at home all the time. You just can't. There's a variety of reasons for that. One, which is the unknown, the unforeseen until you actually get there. What about all the operational underpinnings? What about the tools required? Do you know anything about VoIP services? I don't know. Being sarcastic, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, it's MCX Act. That's what you're talking about. Yes.
VoIP. You need to have remote access now outside of a VPN to your data. Now, of course, Office 365 was kind of the lowest common denominator. It's kind of a standardization of that. It can be anything for anyone, anywhere. But what about everything else? What about your CRM? Not all CRMs have a remote web-enabled view. You have to be inside the organization for that. What about the local databases? What about the local ticketing system? There's a variety of things that have to go outside of the office experience that to spread that to the outside world is very costly. So there's a lot of things that just can't be done from an operational perspective, but then there's also the individual roles of the individuals that are dealing with customers, and they need those, the experts in-house to provide the service that are required. But there's also the other half where everybody can work at home in some capacity, or at least in their mind, until they realize they can't. So are they grouping everyone in one big lump saying, hey, everyone's got to come back in, when that doesn't really apply to a lot of people? Or are they just saying, we don't believe it works at all? Or are we just not seeing something here?
Can you see me drooling to respond to this? This is like...
I could. I prolonged that as long as I could.
I know you did. Like,
it's like, how long? I'm ticking the clock down. I know you really want to talk about this. You got 5 seconds to go. Okay.
Dude, and I'm like, I'm sitting here and I love you and I respect the hell out of you and you're one of the smartest people I know. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. If you work in front of a computer, you can do that from anywhere. If you're a knowledge, now I get it. You can't be a remote mechanic, maybe, but like, you know what I mean? And even then,
Not yet. Remote dentistry, they're practicing that right now.
So. Maybe with the Oculus 3, who knows? Which I have right here. No, I'm kidding. No, so, but like maybe you could. But my thing is like, if we can deploy military troops with weapons, infrastructure, internet, entertainment, logistics, food, housing, and we can do that to anywhere in the world within 24 hours, you gonna tell me you can't VPN into your database? Come on. Like, come on. Bullshit. You know what? If anybody disagrees with me, please tell us on the Discord. Tell us in the comments. You know what, Tony? I can't take this anymore. You've wound me up way too much. Can you please just do one of your notables so I can calm down for a minute?
I'm on it. And in my first notable mention, Google Drive has a surprise. They're limiting their file limits and they're locking out users. Straight from ArsTechnica.com, Google Drive has an unexpected implementation of a file limit for its users, leading to some being blocked out of their accounts. The sudden change, which was not announced prior to implementation, has left many users unable to access their files and struggling to manage their storage. The unannounced change has led to confusion and frustration among users who are unable to access their data. As of now, Google has not released an official statement or explanation for the unexpected rollout. And in my next notable mention from ArsTechnica.com, hackers have exploited a vulnerability in a widely used WordPress plugin called File Manager, which has left millions of websites at risk. The plugin is installed in over 700,000 websites, and the vulnerability allows attackers to execute arbitrary code on the affected sites, effectively giving them full control. Users are urged to update the plugin to the latest version to patch the security flaw. Again, the widely used WordPress plugin called File Manager. Please get it up to date as soon as possible.
In my first notable mention, Microsoft OneNote will block 120 dangerous file extensions, written by Sergio Gatlan for Bleeping Computer. Threat actors have been using OneNote documents and spear phishing campaigns since mid-December 2022. To create these malicious documents, they embed dangerous files and scripts and hide them with design elements. After the security improvement rolls out, users will no longer have the choice to open files with dangerous extensions. The change will begin rolling out in version 2304 in the current channel, also preview to OneNote for Microsoft 365 on Windows devices between late April 2023 and late May 2023. My second notable mention, Teams Free is getting several new features again for its March 2023 update, written by Sharon Bennett for MS Power User. Microsoft is adding new features to the free version of Teams in its March 2023 update. Users can schedule meetings with phone numbers and SMS invitations, and the desktop and web versions have a red dot indicating new content. In the mobile version, users will see their recent communities as a native sharing option and will find it easier to decline or accept community invites. Microsoft is also introducing safeguards in communities toward potentially harmful or malicious content.
And in our resource of the week from TheVerge.com, Google is extending its nearby share feature to Windows PCs through a new beta app. Previously exclusive to Android devices, Nearby Share allows users to share files, links, and other content with nearby devices. The feature is now being tested on Windows computers, and the users can download the Nearby Share beta app through Microsoft Store to try it out.
In the feedback from the YouTubes, DishJosh23 says, the PS5 VR stuff looks really cool. I got to take the leap sometime soon. And from Linode Partners, love the VR chat, gentlemen. I also pretend it's productive. Immerse plus Quest 2 with a direct connect to my MacBook does work surprisingly well if you want a fun escape with others in a virtual coffee shop. A lot of devs in there who choose to have three virtual screens as it's less expensive than three massive physical ones. Is it the future? Probably, in my opinion. Do we want it to be? On the fence. Moderation is always, I think, great. Great vid on this by MSP coach Pete Matheson here, and he lists the link. Also, Paul Borsch says, awesome content. Hopefully you can start posting things like this closer to when they're happening as well so we can get real-time interactions and updates and not just a live premiere. Understandably, that is more work, but I draw a lot more people to interact and follow. Either way, liked and subscribed. I do want to leave a note on that for Paul. I do appreciate it, and I absolutely agree with you. We had held back on releasing that content. He's referring to the special report we did with the full interview with Sharon from Huntress. We released it on Saturday. We did choose to hold that back and not release it on Thursday when it was recorded because we originally reached out to Nick Galea from 3CX, who had agreed to an interview. Unfortunately, he was no longer able to accommodate us, and we made the decision to release it without his interview. If he does respond back to us later and coordinate again, we will release that as updated content.
There are plenty of amazing upcoming events taking place across the community, so let's see what's happening this week. April 4th through the 5th, an in-person event, SMB Tech Fest Q2 in Anaheim, California. On April 5th at 12 p.m. Eastern, Build a Better MSP Discussion Group presented by Everything MSP. And on April 6th at 12 p.m. Eastern, April Channel Engage presented by The Channel Program. And coming from the MSP Media Network next week, we have, on April 5th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Partner First, Connecting the Dots, a holistic approach to resolving network and SaaS issues. And on April 7th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 38 at 38, Episode 11 with Louis Lugo. And as always, on Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the MSP Dispatch presented by the MSP Media Network.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm a jobaholic. We all have something in common. We all have a worst job story. Each episode, I'll welcome one guest to share their most insane worst job story. And in return, I'll share one of mine. Join me the first Friday of every month for new episodes of 38 at 38.
So how'd you like today's show? If you like it, hit the thumbs up button. If you didn't, go ahead and hit it three times. And if you want to hear more, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on the YouTubes or your favorite podcatcher. Did you know we also have a Discord where we post stories all week? You can propose your own stories and even vote on which ones we'll cover. As my friend Rich Banky says, make sure to tell a friend. Also, be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. Have any questions? Email news@mspmedia.tv for answers on the next episode, or leave us a voicemail, 833-MSP-Network. Tony, my blood pressure is still like to here.
You know what? Are you Italian? Because the Italians got
yes. And please don't cancel me for the spicy meatball comment. I am part Italian. I'm Cuban Italian. So
I'm half Italian. Italian.
So we're allowed. We're allowed. But it's gonna take me a minute. I'm gonna have to have a nice limoncello or something to calm down. But seriously, this is awesome. The April Fool's banter story in the beginning actually caught us by surprise. Simon recommended it, didn't even realize an April Fool's joke. Phil didn't catch it. I was even questioning it just because it was released on April Fool's and I didn't trust it. Please, if you're a news organization, don't put out real news on April 1st.
You can't. You
just can't trust it.
You can't. It has to be labeled, this is real news. Move on.
And did you know we actually have a OIT, my company, actually put out a rebranding video as our April 1st joke because everybody mispronounces wait. Yeah. So it'll be there on the bloopers, the blooper section if anybody wants to go watch it. Right up there. And I can't even talk about it because, me saying, what did I say? Meta. All I'll say is we met a great show today. That's all I'll meta. Say.
it's great. Great show, everyone. You all be safe.
Take care of yourselves and each other. Bye.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah?
I'm really loving our new Oi VoIP service.
I agree. The phones are great, and the customer service is out of sight.
Hey, I need you guys to reach out to Oi VoIP because we have 3 new hires, and I need to order 3 phones ASAP.
Did someone say Oi VoIP?
Oi VoIP?
That's what I heard. And here at OIT VoIP, we're taking the phrase, the customer is always right, to the next level. In the past, we used to be known as OIT VoIP, but since no one can say it right, we're going to make it right. From now on, OIT VoIP will be known as OIT VoIP.
OIT VoIP?
That's right, OIT VoIP.
OIT VoIP?
OIT VoIP.
OIT VoIP.
OIT VoIP.
Oit VoIP!
Oit VoIP! Say it loud and proud!
Oit VoIP!
Oit VoIP!
Oit VoIP!
Oit VoIP!
Oit VoIP!
Oit VoIP! Say it loud and proud! And look for your new branding materials in the mail this week! Oit VoIP!
That did get me worked up.
That was good. That was good. I was just talking and talking. I'm like, how much more can I go into people not being able to work from home?
And I saw you dragging it out. And I'm like,
Don't make eye contact with them. Keep looking down. Keep looking around. Don't make eye contact. Okay.
Oh, dude. Sorry. Oh, man.
Simon heard these cats. And in my first notable mention, Google Drive does a specific rollout. Oh man, I messed that one up. I'm looking at two different files here. Okay, there we go. Ready? Last one. And in my next notable mention, hackers exploit WordPress plugin that... hackers. Okay, here we go. Again, that is the app. Okay. Again, the word... I can't say it. Hold on. One more time. Last closing is out.
Breaking news from CaseApp. I spy. Actually, OpenAI is doing the spying. Zuck says you belong in the office. These stories and more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch.